Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. As I record this in mid-July, the summer is reaching its peak here in Ottawa. And about a week ago, cicadas started to sing. As the strong sun blazes on the street, memories of different summers in my life come back to my mind. And the memory I want to visit with you today is from the summer when I was 4 years old. That summer, I lived with my maternal grandmother for several weeks while my parents were busy attending my little brother's heart operation. Like in many childhood memories, the sense of time is elapsed in this memory, and it feels as if I had spent the whole summer with my grandmother. My grandmother and I both had daily routines, but after one big summer festival, I added one special event for both of us in the evening. For an outsider, this evening event might have looked very strange and mysterious, but for the two of us, it was such a memorable, fun time. I wonder what strange, fun activities you did when you were little. And who was there with you? I hope that you will enjoy today's story. Ponodori and Gyoza Party, a memory with my grandmother. The summer when I was four, I was living with my grandmother for several weeks while my parents were busy attending my little brother's major heart operation back home. Though my grandmother lived with my uncle's family, most of the family members were school teachers, and usually it was just me and my grandmother at home from the morning until my bedtime in the early evening. I used to spend my day exploring different parts of the house, my grandmother's vegetable garden, and a few old huts where my grandmother kept her farming tools, all the while carefully observing the day's event around the house. In the month of August, the community's annual dance festival, Bonodori, was hosted in the city center, and my elder cousin took me there so that I could also join the dance. Along with other adults and local children, my cousin and I danced around the pop-up tower where the singer and the drummers played the music. At the festival, my cousin also bought me some hot food in a plastic container. I ate it while standing in the crowd and thought to myself how delicious it was. That was the first big festival experience that I had ever had, and from that day on, Bonodori became my obsession. I decided to host my own little Bonodori festival at home. Every evening after dinner, I would ask my grandmother for some scrap paper and a pair of scissors and go to another room where I sat and crafted several mock gyoza, Japanese-style grilled dumplings. Then I would put them in a plastic container and secure it with an elastic band, just like the food I saw at the festival. When everything was ready, I went to call my grandmother. "Grandma, Bonodori is starting now. Come quick, come quick." My grandmother was usually attending some tasks in the kitchen, but upon hearing my voice, she would stop whatever she was doing and follow me to the room where my Bonodori festival was happening. In the center of the room, There was a low table, and upon my signal, the two of us started dancing around it. My grandmother knew parts of the Bon Odori song, so she sang and we danced to her singing. When the dancing was finally over, I would cheer both of us and pick up the plastic container of mock gyoza from the table. "Since you danced so well, Grandma, you can have this food." "What a treat!" my grandmother never failed to express her surprise. "Thank you so much." Then I would go to bed, feeling happy and content that we had had such a wonderful festival evening. My daily Bon Odori festival continued throughout that summer until when my parents came to pick me up and I went back to my life with my family.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.